And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 27th of June, 2017. It's the birthday of the poet Frank O'Hara, born Baltimore in 1926, or rather, it's the day on which he celebrated his birthday, though he was actually born in March, but his parents lied to him, said he was born 3 months later so he would not find out he was conceived out of wedlock. It's the birthday of the poet Paul Laurence Dunbar, born Dayton, Ohio, 1872, one of the first African-American writers to gain popular recognition in this country. He was the only black student at his high school in Dayton, but he was elected president of the class, editor of the high school newspaper. After graduating, supported himself as an elevator operator, published his first poetry collection in 1892, sold it himself to the passengers on his elevator. It's the birthday of the poet Lucille Clifton, born in Depew, New York, 1936, near Buffalo. When she was 22, she married a philosophy professor, Fred Clifton. They had six young children. She came out with her first book when she was 33. It was called Good Times, and the New York Times named it one of the 10 best books of that year. It's the birthday of Helen Keller, born in Tuscumbia, Alabama, 1880. When she was about a year and a half old, she came down with an illness, possibly scarlet fever, that left her blind and deaf. Nonetheless, she and her teacher and companion, Anne Sullivan, went off to Radcliffe College, 1899. She published 14 books, also went on vaudeville tours, which she enjoyed. Helen Keller has been portrayed mainly as an inspirational figure struggling and overcoming the adversity of handicaps. But she was a political person. She was a member of the Socialist Party. She was opposed to World War I. She was one of the first members of the American Civil Liberties Union. Here's a poem for today by Julia Kasdorf, What I Learned from My Mother. I learned from my mother how to love the living, to have plenty of vases on hand in case you have to rush to the hospital with peonies cut from the lawn, black ants still stuck to the buds. I learned to save jars large enough to hold fruit salad for a whole grieving household, to cube home-canned pears and peaches, to slice through maroon grape skins and flick out the sexual seeds with a knife point. I learned to attend viewings, even if I didn't know the deceased, to press the moist hands of the living, to look in their eyes and offer sympathy, as though I understood loss even then. I learned that whatever we say means nothing. What anyone will remember is that we came. I learned to believe I had the power to ease awful pains materially like an angel. Like a doctor, I learned to create from another's suffering my own usefulness. And once you know how to do this, you can never refuse. To every house you enter, you must offer healing, a chocolate cake you baked yourself, the blessing of your voice, your chaste touch. What I Learned from My Mother, poem by Julia Kasdorf from Sleeping Preacher, published by University of Pittsburgh Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Progressive Insurance, comparing car insurance rates from multiple insurers so shoppers can evaluate options in one place. Now that's Progressive. Comparisons available at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. And by Magoosh, online test prep for the ACT, SAT, GMAT, GRE, LSAT, and MCAT. Prep smart, go far, and enjoy the ride at magoosh.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.